Employer response to an employee infection or exposure. Employers may need to make difficult decisions about what to do when an employee has an infection like HIV, HBV, and others, because they must balance potential charges of employee discrimination against the possible repercussions of a poorly informed public. When a provider learns that an employee has an infection, a facility representative should approach the employee confidentially and with sensitivity to determine the appropriate action to protect the employee, other HCP, and the patient population from infection transmission. The provider and employee should take reasonable protective measures, which may include limiting the employee to non-invasive procedures and related tasks, temporarily assigning them to other activities or responsibilities, and ensuring that other elements of the exposure control plan are in place. If an employee does not agree with the provider on the necessary procedures or protocols, then the comments and actions of the provider and employee should be fully documented. After considering ways to accommodate the employee while maintaining patient safety, the employer may proceed with disciplinary action or termination should the employee still refuse to comply with the exposure control plan. Work restrictions may be indicated for workers who are ill or have been exposed to illnesses capable of asymptomatic transmission. Potential work restrictions are based on the type of employee illness and the level of patient contact. As part of a facility's duty to provide quality patient care, processes should be in place to detect, reassign, and remove contagious staff from direct patient care. Failure to recognize obvious symptoms of an employee's poor health or failure to remove such employees from duty may create a legal liability for the organization. Restrictions due to infectious diseases or illnesses should be based on local regulations. For any given restriction, specific guidelines exist that dictate how long the restriction should remain in effect. For example, until 5 days after starting antimicrobial therapy or until lesions have healed. Responses to infectious diseases may range from no restrictions to complete exclusion of duty. Some commonly encountered responses, with examples of situations in which they may apply, subject to local regulations, are no restriction, no restriction, prophylaxis recommended, cover lesions, restrict from care of high-risk patients, restrict from patient contact, restrict from patient contact and contact with the patient's environment, restrict from patient contact, contact with the patient's environment or food handling, exclude from duty. Key point. Generally speaking, HCP should not come to work with symptoms that suggest the presence of contagious disease. These include fever greater than 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, sore throat, uncontrolled respiratory symptoms, vomiting or diarrhea. In all circumstances, applicable regulations should be followed whenever present. In addition to those HCP that present with illnesses, other HCP may be restricted from certain duties due to active exposures or post-exposure protocol, even without a symptomatic response. While a number of infections may present symptoms that could preclude a HCP from working, a handful of important illnesses feature specific restriction recommendations based on active infection, exposure, or both. Exhibit 4-3 shares post-exposure restriction recommendations for a handful of illnesses, including a few pathogens that an individual may be a carrier of. For vaccine-preventable diseases, these recommendations only apply to susceptible personnel. Note that if an exposed individual develops active infection, the restriction recommendation may change from what is listed on the chart. Exhibit 4-3. Restriction recommendations based on exposure/carrier status. Exhibit 4-4 shares recommended restrictions based on active infection. Some of the illnesses listed in either exhibit require additional communication and response actions. They are discussed in more detail in the topics that follow. Key point, be aware that recommendations change over time, especially with newer illnesses, such as severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, and illnesses for which new vaccines or treatments become available. It is important to check with national, state, and local agencies for any updated guidance. Exhibit 4-4. Restriction recommendations based on active infections. Key point, as is the case in other areas, such as employee vaccination programs, any work restrictions or disciplinary actions taken due to an employee refusing to comply with work restrictions must be discussed with human resources to ensure that it conforms to applicable labor laws, regulations, and agreements.